Welcome back, Season 4, Episode 10. Today, we're recapping Super Bowl 58. Let's get it.
And we're back.
We're back. It is the last NFL podcast
no
of
more,
this season. Not this year. We have the fall.
Correct.
We have the fall.
Correct. Of the football season. Though.
Yes, of this football season.
Of the football year.
Last one for, I mean, I'm sure we'll do some stuff here and there, maybe like some previews in the summertime, like early bold predictions for the Super Bowl winner, but yeah. The last one for a while that means anything.
Yeah.
So that's it's a little depressing.
Yeah, it's super depressing. I mean, like, I'll struggle to get through.
Yeah, you always do. You know, you kind of... You always talk to me a lot during,
here we go.
You know, between August and now, and there's a chance I might not hear from you for the next month.
No, well, next month?
I mean, your fiance's told me stories where you just lock yourself in a dark room.
No, stop.
And you won't even come out for dinner.
Stop.
It's there for weeks.
Stop.
It's an issue.
She brings dinner to the room.
We'll start a GoFundMe for Austin's mental capacity, not in the football season.
You can start a GoFundMe for whatever you want. You can title it anything you want. I'm fine with it. You just, whatever.
So that I'll was a it. That was a weird game. It was like, kind of fell asleep in the first half.
Oh my gosh.
It was super boring.
I fell asleep all the way up until like 4 minutes left in the third.
Honestly. Like, it was boring, but the entire time I was like, this is super boring, but it's close. So this should make for a good ending, and it did.
Yeah.
Obviously, Chiefs won 25-22. We were very close with our score prediction.
Right.
We said 27-24, so off 2 points both ways. But kind of happened what we thought was going to happen. Chiefs, I mean, just hard to beat Patrick Mahomes. And he goes on to win his third Super Bowl and on pace to probably win 10 at this point. Did you see the stat where 10? It's like if he goes at the pace that he's going at now and plays as long as Brady plays, he'll have like 10 Super Bowls to Brady's 7. He'll have like 1.5x the amount of stats, just yards, touchdowns for postseason and regular season.
Yeah, he's already through, I guess, age 28 season, or maybe I saw something that was before 30, that he's like significantly ahead now.
Yeah.
Besides in Super Bowl wins, they're tied.
And he's got the MVPs, Super Bowl MVPs. He's got the actual MVPs, which Brady didn't have. So, I mean, looking at it from that perspective, he's on pace to be the best quarterback of all time.
And he had almost 2,000 more passing yards
mm-hmm.
in the playoffs.
More passing touchdowns. Obviously, he's already got that connection with Mahomes and Kelsey that beat Brady and Gronk.
Yep.
So,
isn't that crazy that Brady just retired?
I know.
And I feel like 2 years ago, we were like, dude, no one's ever getting 7 Super Bowls again.
I know.
And now we're like, Mahomes probably going to get 7 Super Bowls.
That's the thing, though. He's still 4 away. And this isn't like... It's not like basketball or an individual sport. Like, that's going
to
be tough.
It's so hard.
It's going
to
be
tough. It is, for sure.
Because, one, we talked about it, injuries. Mahomes has been pretty injury-free thus far.
Right.
And
as was Brady, though, for almost like 20 years.
And you got to have a good defense. And kind of saw it this year. He didn't have to have the best offense. He just had to get the job done. So, I mean, you would think going in towards the future, the way they did it this year is the better way to do it. Because
100%.
They had the number two ranked defense behind the Ravens. And their offense was middle of the pack, like ranked 14th or something like that.
Yeah. As long as you got Mahomes, I don't care what your offensive ranks are, you have a top 10 offense.
For sure.
Always. Top 5.
Because it changes in the playoffs.
Right.
Like, regular season doesn't really matter at that point because he's already been there, done that.
Yeah.
Onto his third Super Bowl, and it kind of showed in the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't think the Niners necessarily played bad. McCaffrey had that bad fumble, but it didn't turn into anything. I think they went 3-and-out right after. Mahomes threw a pick where he overthrew
and
Kelsey.
And Pacheco fumbled. I think turnovers.
They were about to
score. They did have the muff punt. The muff punt killed him.
Yeah. And people, at first they were trying to blame that on Ray Ray. I was just about to say,
like, if you want to call it a muff punt.
It's not a muff punt. It's, I mean,
I guess they categorize it as that, but it hit the guy's foot.
Yeah, it's not like the returner actually muffed it.
Yeah, Ray Ray didn't drop it.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy is when I watched it live, I didn't see it hit the foot.
I figured with the way that he reacted that it did.
I was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah. But I was like, it must have hit his foot, and plus it bounced kind of weird.
It did, like, take a sideways bounce.
And then Romo was like, oh, you just can't go for that ball right there. And then they showed the replay, and it shows him. He's like, well, I take that back. That was actually very smart because it hit his foot.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Because everyone's trying to blame Ray Ray, and Obviously, he had some stuff being a punt returner with Clemson that we were like, oh, God, just hold on to the ball.
I can't believe he's a punt returner in the NFL. I can't believe it, dude.
Because he's so electric.
After the Clemson career, I was like, this guy should never field a punt ever again. But with that being said, the only thing I thought he did wrong was he didn't try and dive on it. He tried to run with the ball.
Try to pick it up.
Yeah. And it was like it was bouncing high enough to where he could have gotten it.
Yeah.
But he was going to get hit like right after.
I just think, though, like how quick that play actually happened.
Oh, I'm sure.
How quick you have to make a decision. Am I going to try to pick this up? Am I going to fall on it? Obviously, hindsight 2020, should have fell on it.
No, 100% of the time you fall on it. Yeah. 100%.
But then you have the guys that pick it up and somehow run it back for 60 yards.
Not maybe if you muff it yourself. Maybe if you catch it and drop it and you pick it up and go. But not when it hits off a guy's foot, you dive on the football.
I remember him not diving on the ball, but I don't remember exactly how close the defenders were. I imagine they were pretty close.
They were close. They jumped on it like right away.
But yeah, so that was a key mistake. Like we said, kind of a boring game, to be honest with you.
Let's do this. Let's start from the jump. That freaking national anthem was a joke. Reba should never be allowed to perform it again.
Dude, when she started, I was like, slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah.
But then you know they typically hold the end, and she did.
She held the end like half the distance of the rest of the song.
Saying the last word twice. It's messed up.
It's messed up, and it should count. It should count. She was still singing the national anthem.
Yeah.
She didn't. It's not like she sang the word football.
You know, they should have started it once the music started.
100%. 100%.
Over under.
They always do it. They always do it the first word, but... But, hey, I disagree with that. I saw where, I guess, the official went with the under. Was like, if you had to call it. But I saw where DraftKings, MGM, and, I don't know, Barstool Sports, they all paid out the over and the under. Yeah. They were just like, what the heck was that?
Yeah, I think if you look at the rules on it, it's like, as long as they stated it, how it's ruled.
Which yeah, I mean, you don't really have an argument.
If there's a double word, but...
But it was kind of messed up. They were just being nice, I guess you'll say. Yeah,
maybe just void the bet. Don't pay just out. Void don't it. Lose it.
Well, maybe you pay the unders and void the overs.
Or I got a really good idea. Maybe we just sing the national anthem. I don't think there's two Braves at the end of the national anthem. There's one.
I agree.
You know, so if we just sang it correctly,
that's why I'm saying. That's why my first statement was Reba shouldn't be allowed to sing anymore.
She shouldn't.
She's done it. She's sang it 9 times since the 70s, and that's the first time she's double braved.
I don't like her anyways.
I got no beef with Reba, but...
There's just something about her face. I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah. She seems annoying.
You ever seen those... You ever seen those really old... it was like a cartoon. It wasn't a cartoon. It was like puppets. The puppet TV shows from when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones with the lions.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
That's what she looks like. She does, dude. I think she didn't used to look that way.
You know what I think she looks like?
What?
A Karen.
Oh, really?
I think she looks like a Karen. I bet she's got Karen in her.
You know, when I think of a Karen, I think of a blonde-headed lady.
I think of Reba.
No, you don't. Red-headed, though?
No, I think blonde.
Yeah, you think blonde.
But I think Reba.
Name another famous person that's a Karen. Maybe they're not a Karen. Reba might be the nicest lady on planet Earth. But that looks like a Karen to you.
The girl that plays Captain Marvel.
Brie Larson?
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard she's actually like a Karen.
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
Yeah.
I don't truly see it by looking at her. I think she kind of looks like a women's MMA fighter.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah. You don't think she kind of looks like a prettier Ronda Rousey? Like
Paige Van, whatever her name is?
No, PVZ's way prettier.
You think?
Yeah.
I feel like Brie Larson's prettier in the face.
Maybe because PVZ's been punched in it 3,000 times.
Huh?
Maybe because Paige VanZant's been punched in her face 3,000 times.
That'll do it.
One of them's a Marvel superhero, and the other one's been punched repeatedly.
What about, remember that girl? She was in, like, Grey's Anatomy, that blonde, and then a bunch of movies, like Kate Heigl or something?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
No. Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
The blonde?
Well, but... enough to know.
She's like the only, like the main blonde in there.
The one that her husband dies?
No, that's Meredith.
See, that's how little I watched the show, dude. I've seen it. Morgan watched
Have you seen Knocked Up?
Is that with Seth Rogen?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
That girl.
Oh.
That blonde girl.
What's her name?
Kate Heigl or something.
Is it Heigl?
It's like H-E-I-G-L.
I can't help you here. So,
but I heard, you know, she was in a lot of stuff in like the mid-2000s, early 2000s, late 2000s, something like that.
Correct.
And then she just fell off, and I heard she was like a Karen.
Wow. Maybe that's why she fell off.
Probably.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
So the over did not hit on that.
The also, I saw that the it also time didn't was like hit on the game.
Yeah, well, no, it did.
No, it did not.
It did not. The it changed to 46.5 like 5 minutes before kickoff.
I did see that. But pretty much everyone bet 47.5.
But I saw it was like a bunch. It changed right at the very end, right before kickoff, to 46.5. So I was like, if you waited last second, you got it by half a point. And most people did not and missed it by half a point. Did you bet the over?
No, I didn't play it at all.
No.
I just played Chiefs, and then I took three separate bets. I took Chiefs on the +1.5, which it closed at, I guess. And then I took Chiefs on the money line. And then I also took an alternate line of Chiefs +3.5.
I took Chiefs money line. I took heads on the coin toss.
Oh, well, I bet prop bets, but that's all I bet on the game.
Yeah.
And then I did prize picks lineup. I did parlay lineups.
I did heads on the coin toss that hit, over on the national anthem missed, and then orange on the Gatorade bath. And then I think it was ruled as no Gatorade bath.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
How?
Because they waited like forever to actually do it.
Who cares?
I think it has to be done in a certain amount of time before the end of the game.
Are we joking?
No.
This Super Bowl sucks.
I thought I saw it was ruled that it was no Gatorade.
That was purple freaking Gatorade, dude.
Was it purple last year?
Yeah.
So it's back-to-back?
Back-to-back purples. Unless they're ruling it no Gatorade.
I thought
when we talk about this next year, they're going to say it was no Gatorade?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I saw that it was ruled no Gatorade, because didn't they wait like a long time to actually do it?
And when they did. The game ended, because it was it ended in overtime, like they all just like stormed the field.
When the game ended, I was like, I feel like there's a chance there's not going to be a Gatorade bath
because of the way it ended. Yeah.
Because everyone was just like, oh my gosh, celebrating. Like, you're not going to, oh, we got to go dump the coach.
Yeah.
You only remember that when you're up by 16 points to go with 2 minutes left. And you're like, oh, let's dump them.
Right.
Game's
when
over.
It's literally on the last play of the game.
Yeah.
So, for those that were maybe unaware, two important things that people were just like freaking out about after the game was the overtime rules.
I didn't know they changed.
You didn't
the
know
playoff
they changed?
OT rules. So the regular season's still the same.
Correct.
If you score a touchdown, it's over.
It's over.
I didn't know in the playoffs that they still had a chance.
Yeah.
So you knew that already?
Yeah.
When did that change?
This is the first year that it happened for
that's
like a postseason game. So
the Niners screwed up.
Yeah, they should have kicked.
Yep.
You should have kicked because
you know exactly.
If they score, then you know you have to score.
Because if they would have been in the same situation, Kansas City already got their touchdown. Then they had their fourth and three or whatever at the 8 yard line.
They would have gone for it. Yep, 100%. And on top of that, Mahomes was asked in an interview, hey, if they would have gotten the ball and scored instead of the field goal, what would you have done? He said we would have went for two.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Well, like, why leave it up to any more chance than
scoring?
Yeah, because
like, they'd get the ball back
let's
again.
Let's just take advantage. Either we lose it right here or we win it.
Yeah.
Like, the ball is in our hands. Let's make a play.
And they were rolling pretty good.
They were.
So, but that was number one. Number two was everyone was freaking out because they let the clock run down at the very end.
Yeah, it was just like quarters.
Correct. It would have, since it was still their first possession, if it would have ran to zero, there would have just been another 10-minute overtime period.
Side of the field, probably.
Yeah, and it would have been a second 10-minute overtime period, just like the first.
I was wondering that because I was like, they don't look worried about the clock. And then I think Romo said it on there. He's like, you don't have to worry about the clock. That's why they're, you know, not in a rush or anything because it will just kind of restart on the other side of the field. So
right.
OT is basically like quarters now.
Right.
I
like the postseason.
Yeah, I think those rules are perfect. Both teams get a
chance
now.
In a way, though. Yeah, in a way, it's like quarters. Because it can still very easily be you kick a field goal. If they had stopped them, they'd have won.
Yeah, for sure. But as far as we talked in the past, how NFL overtime rules suck, and
100%.
They do still in the regular season, but I don't see anything wrong with the OT rules. Like, it's not like college where they both start on the 25, but I probably like that better to kick it off to them, and then if you can drive down the field and score, then that's how we do it. So I think those rules are perfect, and that's 100%. What they needed to do.
Yeah, I agree.
That would have changed the Chiefs-Bills a couple years ago, which is probably why they changed it.
Right, yeah. So that was kind of the big things
from
the overtime.
With the OT rule as well, though, was the fact that all the Chiefs players knew what was going on, and it seemed like the Niners had no idea.
They had no idea.
That
well, you know, they came out after the game. I think like four Niners players I saw at post game interview said they didn't know the rules.
Yeah.
That's unheard. Yeah. I mean, how I can't even fathom that.
And the Chiefs said they would have a meeting about just the playoff OT rules once a week.
Yeah.
So that shows preparation.
That's why I wrote an article about it on our website pre-Super Bowl. Andy Reid, significant head coaching advantage over Kyle Shanahan.
Yep.
Because Kyle Shanahan has never done anything but lose in the big moments. That's it.
Thus far.
And maybe that's an unfair thing to say because he has won so much other time, you know, other games. But as far as playing in the Super Bowl, he doesn't have one.
Is he just 0-2? Was there another time?
He's 0-3. He lost two for the Niners so far. And then he lost as the offense coordinator, which he's not. He wasn't the head coach.
Okay. But, yeah, just as a head
coach. But he is like kind of held responsible for being part of the 28-3 debacle. He was the offense coordinator for the Falcons.
Really?
Yeah, so he lost 28-3, and they never scored again after that.
So he's 0-2, so that stat still held true that rematches of Super Bowls,
goes to the guy that won first.
The first time, still hasn't won the second time.
Correct. Andy Reid put it to 4-0.
Well.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs are becoming the Patriots.
And Andy Reid is now, what, 3-1 in the Super Bowl?
He lost with the Eagles. Against the Pats in 0-4.
Yep. So, the game in general. Isn't it crazy how Mecole Hardman was the one that did the prediction where everyone was betting 31-20?
Yeah.
Or 31-20, whatever it was.
Scores a winning touchdown.
Yeah, and he scored twice, didn't he?
Did he?
Or did he score once? He just scored once.
He scored once, and he had that long passing play.
MVS scored the other one. Yeah,
and he had the long catch from Mahomes for like 50 yards pretty early in the game.
What are your thoughts on Travis Kelce getting up on Andy Reid?
I don't have an issue with it. I mean, I have an issue with doing that to your head coach, but I have an issue with people bashing him for it because you don't know their relationship at all.
Yeah.
He's the longest tenure player on the Chiefs, I believe, for like 11 years or something like that.
Yeah.
And Andy Reid's been the head coach that entire time.
Yeah, they've been hanging out every day for over a decade.
Yeah, so don't hate on a guy for 3 seconds of a bad decision. I think it was right? No, you shouldn't do that to your coach, but we don't know what was going on behind the scenes. Did Andy Reid make a mistake of Kelce not being on the field? Because I think that happened when the Pacheco fumbled.
It was the Pacheco fumble, yep.
So maybe Kelce was supposed to be on
the field. He was already slightly irritated the play before.
Yep.
Because they threw it deep to Hardman, which worked out. It was a great throw and route.
Yep.
But he was alone by 20 yards.
Really?
I mean, no one was even – if he would have got the downfield block from Hardman if they'd have thrown it to Kelce, he would have scored.
Yeah. So I don't think he should have done that to his head coach, but don't bash on the man for 3 seconds of a bad decision.
Yeah.
When you don't know the insides of the relationship.
Even Andy Reid came out and said – it wasn't the first time, and it probably won't be the last.
No.
So let's stop making a big deal about
because it. Because it's also not high school football either. These are all professionals.
Yeah.
Those are professional coaches. These are professional players. They know what they're doing. So they're upset probably for a reason.
Right. 100%.
When it's a player of his caliber who's been there, done that.
Yeah.
It's not some emotional rookie or second-year guy as a veteran of the game. So, come on.
Yeah.
You kind of feel the same way?
Yeah, for the most part. I don't even really have that much of an issue with him doing it. To be honest with you, the only issue I had was that he feel like he bumped him kind of hard because Andy Reid like lost his balance.
He's getting up there in age.
That's what Andy Reid said too. And when they asked him about it afterwards, he said the only thing that I would change or the only thing that I noticed was that he hip checked me from the side and I didn't see it coming. He said so he knocked me off balance a little bit.
You see Andy Reid after the game when he was celebrating with Chris Jones and laid on top of him.
No.
You didn't see that?
Oh, like right when it ended?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that right when it ended, yeah. And
two guys had to help him get up?
I didn't see him have to get up. I just saw,
it didn't
like,
look good.
The pant. Really?
He was not able to get up by himself.
I mean, he's a hefty fella.
And he's older.
I mean, what
how
is
old
he?
Is he?
Yeah, I was just about to say.
I have no idea.
He's
how old
minimum
is.
Of 60s.
I'm going to go with 60.
I feel like he's pushing 70.
Yeah, I'm going to go 66. Drum roll, please.
Andy Reid is 65.
Pretty close. I went over though, so it doesn't count.
March 19th, 1958 for Mr. Reid on the birthday.
1 month. That was close.
Yeah, almost. Well, Chiefs won.
Yep.
That's three Super Bowls for Mahomes, Kelce, Reid, back to back. They'll go for the three-peat next year.
Never been a three-peat.
Never been a three-peat.
Only one way to do it.
Only one way to do it.
Got
to
win two in a row.
There you go.
So,
they're going to have a real good chance.
You would think so. Got to what's happening with Chris Jones, because didn't they sign him to a one-year deal? That's an essential piece.
Yeah, they got to have him back.
The addition of Mecole Hardman at the end, I think, definitely helped out, because obviously that deep passing play, they need that breakout speed kind of player.
Yep.
So if you can either re-sign him or find another guy of that kind of caliber, just you need the speed. Like the obviously not the Tyreek Hill speed, but
yeah,
just someone that's fast.
Well, Rashee Rice will be another – he's a rookie.
Yep.
Good rookie campaign.
He should get better.
Yep.
And then Kelsey's getting older, so
– he'll be 35, I believe, next year.
I think he's already 35.
Oh, yeah? So yeah. He'll be 36.
So I think he turns in somewhere in the middle of the season.
Yep.
So he'll be 36 sometime during next season. So 2 years max probably ahead of him, three. I mean
– yeah. Probably.
He's definitely going to be losing speed every single year. I'm sure his hands will still be fine, but it's going to be a little more difficult every single year with him when we kind of slowly started to see his regression, I feel like.
Right.
He's still very good, don't get me wrong. Top three tight end in the league.
Yep.
But that's coming. So are you going to go out and draft another tight end? Like,
I mean, they still have two other ones.
Who's coming out of Iowa?
Yeah, facts. Just get the tight end with the most targets from the Big Ten. And he'll be a beast.
I know. So Laporta went to Iowa.
Kittle
went to Iowa. Are there any others? Andrews went to Oklahoma. Kelsey, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Those are the top four. Am I missing anyone here?
Who? Well, I'm just thinking.
Just best tight ends in the league.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. For some reason, I feel like there are more Big Ten guys. Hockenson.
He seems like an Iowa guy.
Did he go to Iowa?
I have no idea.
He went to Iowa.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
He looks like an Iowa guy.
I think he went to Iowa.
Yeah, because he kind of looks like Kittle. Laporta still I feel like when Laporta, about 5 years from now, he's going to look like Kittle.
Hockenson went to Iowa.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Get that longer hair. Got to get the facial hair. So, yep. Laporta, let's see what Laporta does.
Laporta's
that's what Kittle looks like. That's what Hockenson looks like. Laporta's a rookie, so we're not going to put it against him.
Right.
You got to give him a little bit of age.
He doesn't look like a long-haired beard guy, though.
He doesn't, but I mean, kind of already seen it. We're 2 for 2.
Kind of reminds me of like Brock Purdy with how he looks. I'm serious.
I think my favorite picture of Brock Purdy was like his Super Bowl pose.
That's a goofy fella, dude.
His Super Bowl pose, and it was like, this looks like as if you were getting a San Francisco 49ers costume for Halloween, and he was the model for
it. Yeah, I saw that, dude. Spot, and it was the most spot-on thing I'd ever seen.
So Purdy didn't play a terrible game. I mean...
No, he didn't play bad at all.
It was very game manager.
It was. But, I mean, how much do you really put it on him?
No, I mean, you don't. And honestly, I don't think you really put it on anyone on the Niners. Like, McCaffrey fumbled, and there was the muff punt. But you played a pretty clean game. It was a defensive game on both sides of the football.
Yeah, they had two turnovers because of the punt, but
and then
offensively.
Offensively as well. They went away from running the ball for, like, the third quarter. There was, like, a quarter where they went away from it, where they had, like, three straight three and outs and nine passing plays.
Yeah.
So, I think that was a bad decision. But other than that, like, it just seemed like a defensive game from both sides of the ball.
And they had some tough breaks. Debo was banged up.
I was about to say, a lot of injuries. Kittle got hurt.
Yeah, Kittle left it the most crucial part of the game.
Greenlaw was non-contact. What was it, an ACL
or
something?
He tore his Achilles.
Yeah, they said lower. I was like, oh, crap, it might be his Achilles.
Have you seen the video of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you see a pop?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I just saw where he took off and then obviously stopped instantly.
Yeah.
But once they said it was a lower leg and he couldn't put any weight, I was like, oof.
Yeah.
So he's probably not playing next year.
Depends. Probably not.
Unless he attacks it like Rodgers.
Yeah, who also still didn't even play this year. So
he was going to, though. He was just on Rogan's podcast talking about it. You should listen to it if you haven't.
Yeah, where if they basically were in contention at all.
Then he was going to come back. He said the only thing he would not have been able to do was sprint at a full speed. He said he thinks...
He doesn't sprint anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, to his standards. But he said, you know, he's been hurt in the past, like with the Packers, and he think he would have been able to be like 85-90% good enough to still be a good quarterback.
Right.
So, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is. But, Zach Wilson did them in. So.
Yeah.
You see where the Jets owner came out and said what he said about him? He didn't say his name directly, but he said He said, next year is like the year. Like, we need to push next year.
Yeah.
And they were like, do you have concerns about Rodgers coming back from injuries? And he was like, we need a backup. Ooh. He said, he straight up said, we didn't have one last year.
Yeah. They didn't.
They didn't. But I was like, right now he's still on your team, dude.
If they had Brock Purdy, they'd be fine.
Yeah, 100%. That's true.
Well, we think. We've only seen Purdy with the Niners.
We think. Yeah. But Jets are talented enough to where I think you could slide him in there and he'd be fine.
You would think.
All right. So what about off-season thoughts or headlines? How about this? I'll tell you a headline. You tell me way too early if it will affect the Super Bowl, yes or no.
Okay.
Okay. It's just as far as who's in it, who could be in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm assume we're just going pretending like there's no injuries next year.
Correct.
Based on what that team has.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Joe Burrow comes back from injury.
They'll be back in the mix. It's hard to say because they didn't look great. And how good is their O-line? Where's T. Higgins going to go? He's probably not re-signing.
Yeah.
Still have T. Higgins, but Joe Mixon's getting older as well.
A lot of questions there.
But Burrow is a very good quarterback, and he takes him right back to being top three in the AFC.
Deshaun Watson comes back from injury.
He didn't look great this year.
He did not. We don't know if he was ever 100%.
And how much is he in it, honestly? He's a fully guaranteed contract. I've seen pictures when he got hurt compared to when Burrow got hurt. Burrow's still on the sidelines helping out the team, studying film.
Deshaun's in a box.
Yeah. Not a good look.
Not a good look at all.
And it's fully guaranteed contract. So how much do you care?
Right.
I mean, we talk about fighting. You know, like, once these fighters make money, how much is your head actually in it anymore?
Yeah, to get back in there and get punched in the face.
I'm going to say it doesn't help their chances that much. I think it helps if just on the fact that I know he's talented.
Yeah.
But is he going to put the work in? We don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say doesn't affect it that much.
Okay. Let's go.
With how stacked the AFC is, too.
Yep. All right. So how about this? I'll give you an either or. You tell me which makes the team more likely to make the Super Bowl. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you two teams, two scenarios for one for each.
All right.
Josh Allen cuts his turnovers in half.
And his touchdowns are still the same?
Yeah, he just cuts the turnovers in half.
Okay.
Or the Cowboys land Derrick Henry at running back.
Josh Allen. Cowboys are chokes.
Yeah, they are.
It's going to get worse and
worse. The Bills are starting to be chokes, though.
We've already seen it, but Buffalo still played a good game against Kansas City. Dallas got destroyed by Green Bay.
They did.
Buffalo lost to the Super Bowl champions.
I agree with you. I'm just saying they're losing.
And we've seen Dak in the playoffs. Like, Josh Allen, he can't get over the hump, but he's not Dak bad.
He's not Dak bad.
So, give me Josh Allen.
Okay.
Especially if he cuts turnovers in half. Like, he's still playing the Chiefs close with the turnovers that he has now.
Yeah.
So if you cut them in half, they're winning.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think Josh Allen's a choke. I think he's just running into possibly the greatest quarterback of all time in possibly the next 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. How about better season next year? Chargers, with a lot of their changes they've made.
Harbaugh's the coach. Yep.
Or Jaguars.
I'm going to go Jags.
Have the better season?
Yeah, Chargers defense is in shambles, and you got a new head coach coming in. There's going to be just an entire new system, and that's a lot to learn in 1 year.
Yeah.
Jags still have – this is going to be Peterson's third year, I believe, and they looked really good at the beginning of the year and then just fell off. I don't know. Injuries. I know Christian Kirk got hurt. T-Law started to look bad, but if they can stay healthy, I like the Jags better.
Okay. Who is the Bears' starting quarterback game one next year?
Fields? Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm going Fields.
They're 100% drafting Caleb Williams.
That's a mistake.
You think it is?
Mm-hmm.
I think
he's a wannabe Mahomes, and he's not going to be close.
This is how I feel about it. I think we've seen Justin Fields' ceiling. A very good rusher. Might even get you 1,000 yards. Decent passer. Will never be a great one. The Bears make everyone bad, so I don't fault him too much for the losses, but just him, his play in general. And Caleb Williams could be a star.
How many years has Fields been in the NFL?
As many as Trevor now, right?
So four.
Next year will be their fourth.
I'm pretty sure he's going to be going on his either third or fourth offense coordinator.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't put the losses on him.
No.
I'm just talking about his individual play. What do I think is better for the next 10 years of Chicago Bears football? I think it's Caleb Williams.
I don't, because I'm not big on Caleb Williams.
I'm not big on Caleb Williams either, but that's – okay, here about this. Drake May.
What about him?
Would you rather have him over Caleb Williams?
I don't want either one.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like this quarterback class.
Kind of feel like one of those two guys might be a good football player.
Probably. I mean, they're talented, but I don't – saying how special they are, like I feel like everyone's saying Caleb Williams is the next Patrick Mahomes, blah, blah, blah. I don't see it. And he was good at Oklahoma, but what did he do at USC? Nothing.
Well, he won the Heisman Trophy.
Okay. That doesn't mean anything to me.
Oh, I'm just saying. That means you're the best player in college football, at least for that year.
Yeah, well, Lamar Jackson also won MVP this year, so.
And Lamar also won a Heisman.
He did.
It was one game from the Super Bowl.
And didn't win.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's going to win four Super Bowls. I'm just saying, like, the Bears went, like, 4-13 this year.
A Heisman and the MVP are jokes now.
I'll agree, because they're regular season awards.
If they're regular season awards, then Lamar shouldn't win it.
They're regular season awards.
I know, but I'm saying if they are, then why is he MVP? It's an individual award, so why are we just giving it to him? Because he's the best. He's the quarterback on the best regular season team.
That's why they gave it to him.
And that's stupid.
So who should have been MVP?
Not Lamar.
I'm asking.
I don't know.
You don't have a guess? I know who I think it should have been.
I mean, McCaffrey had a good season. Tyreek Hill had a good season.
It was Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
100%.
And it's not going to go to a non-quarterback.
He broke like an NFL record for most games scored in a row.
It's not going to go to a non-quarterback, and they're not going to give it to Patrick Mahomes every year.
Correct. So. And that's going back to the same debate we talked about last week, where if you were being honest with yourselves, Patrick Mahomes is QB. He's MVP every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I was just wondering, just throw some offseason headlines. Panthers, over, under, 6.5 wins next year.
Ooh. Well, we won 2 this year.
Yeah.
And we don't have a first-round draft pick. A
lot of changes, though.
You got to think it can't be less than 2. But I don't think it's more.
If that's the mindset, 6.5 should be an easy answer for you.
You said 6.5?
Yeah.
Under.
Okay.
It was more than 2, give me 4.
Oh, man.
We don't have a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, that's going to be a killer for us.
Yeah.
Is it pretty safe to say, or maybe not because we're just are what we are, that if we don't grab a free agent wide receiver like a T. Higgins, then we draft one with a 33rd pick?
We have to.
Have to.
We have no weapons on offense.
None.
Signed a terrible contract to Miles Sanders. Adam Thielen's too old. I don't even know who else we got at receiver.
Terrace Marshall wants out.
The biggest mistake we made was sending DJ Moore in that pick.
Yeah.
I don't mind making the pick for Bryce Young. Give him time. He's young. We've seen a lot of rookie quarterbacks struggle.
Yeah.
But to give his biggest weapon away with that pick was awful. I think we should have given away less draft picks and give away Brian Burns. If you're drafting a number one quarterback, you got to keep your number one receiver on the team.
I wouldn't be.
And he was a good number one receiver. I know he's not great. He's not top 10 in the league.
You know
probably,
how I felt about him.
But he's good. He's not a great receiver, but he's better than what we had.
Yeah.
And he's a solid receiver. I mean, he played well with Justin Fields.
He was a solid receiver. I'll give you that.
He's better than anything we had.
1,000%. That's not saying much.
Yeah.
Me in the backyard.
Your knees are bad.
No. I knew you were going there. All right, I think we're good here on Super Bowl and the wrap-up of the NFL season. Anything else?
It was a good year. Hey, we didn't miss – no, we missed one, didn't we? Did we miss a week? Did we miss 1 week?
I don't think we missed a week, did we?
I think we did.
We missed 1 week of a podcast.
In, like, December.
And we made our picks, like, on Instagram. Yeah. We just posted them that 1 week.
It's pretty solid.
That's pretty solid.
We put out a lot of work this year.
Hell of a run.
We did. How many straight weeks is that? Like 4 or 5 months?
Yeah. I mean, we started this back basically probably a podcast every week in August, preparing for the season.
Yeah.
And we ran it until February. Too. So that's what?
6 months?
Almost, yeah. Probably.
So let us know on our social medias. You can contact us on Instagram, X, TikTok, whatever you follow us on. Let us know what you want to hear, anything football related during the off season, because we're still going to do the podcast, just probably not every week. So let us know what you want. But we appreciate y'all. We had a great season and we had a lot of good picks. Austin's the money line champion. I think we tied. I feel like I did good on the locks. We'll keep up with that next year. And I think we tied on the fantasy picks. Didn't we both have two?
Yeah.
So we'll definitely run all that back next year. But this season's done. So we appreciate y'all. We will be back with you with a UFC pod tomorrow. Deuces, we out. We love you. Peace.